just place on record the cooperation that we have had from all political parties in this process and the manner in which all political parties viewed this process, not as a party political process, but as a matter of national interest, a process that must be driven through consensus. And from the outset, we have worked on that basis. And that's why when there were requests for an extension, we said, regardless how few requests there came, we are going to attach weight to those requests and grant the extension. But we also learned one important thing, that we made an assumption that our people understand what is required of them. And that was a wrong assumption. And that's why they came back to us to say, some said amend Section 25, others said don't amend. And that was not the question. That question was addressed earlier on. The question now was, in the bill that was gazetted, what do the people of South Africa want to see in terms of the form and content of the bill? So it means that now, as public representatives, we have a responsibility to explain to our people what we expect of them, so that the extended period that we've given to them, they answer the correct question. Because when we come back as public representatives to craft the draft bill that will be submitted to the House, that bill must be informed by what the people of South Africa, both black and white, are saying. And therefore, it's important that all the people of South Africa, regardless of their standing in society, understand what we are requiring from them. And I think if we have something to learn from previous public hearings, is that sometimes as public representatives, we fail to appreciate the fact that our constitutional democracy is a representative and a participatory democracy. And in terms of participatory representative democracy, it means that the people elect the few of us who are here, 400 of us, to represent them. Not because they think we have the monopoly of wisdom, but because they believe that we can better represent themselves. But that election doesn't take away the right of the people to participate in this democracy. And that's why the democracy is both representative and participatory. So I want to make an appeal from the outset that today we are going to adopt a program for public hearings, and appeal to all of you to say public hearings should mean listening to what the public of South Africa is saying, so that we don't turn public hearings into the battle of ideas between public representatives, because we are privileged to have been elected to this House so that we can then engage in the battle of ideas in Parliament and not deprive the people of South Africa who elected us an opportunity to tell us what must inform what we want to do, we must do when we are in Parliament. But I'm really heartened by the fact that all political parties, regardless of their size, have been cooperative in this process. And as I said earlier, we are going to attach equal importance to what all political parties say on this process and in these matters. There's not going to be any preferential treatment to any political party because of the size of their representation in Parliament, because there is no political party, however small, that is in this Parliament that is not representing a section of the people of South Africa. And this process is about all the people of South Africa, and all the people of South Africa must be heard, regardless of how small the party that represents them is. And once more, let me thank you very much for this cooperation. And I guess you will go down in history as having participated in a historic mission to answer to the quest of the people of this country. And as our president correctly observed, it's like we are back to 1996 when we were making the constitution. So you are a privileged few to be involved in this process, and I'm encouraged by the fact that you take this process very seriously, and let's keep it that way, and in the best interest of the people of South Africa and future generations. I thank you. I will then ask the committee secretary, Mr. Bonani, to give us apologies and then present the proposed agenda. He says he has delegated the powers to me to give the apologies. We have one apology from Mabula. And those who don't know who Mabula is, that's Mrs. Breitenbach from the Democratic Alliance. And Dr. Mulder. And those apologies show that those leaders and their parties take this process seriously. They don't just absent themselves. And we thank them for their apologies. Honorable Chair,
thank you, Honorable Chair. I apologize. In future, I'll direct honorable members to submit their apologies through the secretary. One apology that we have is Honorable Nkosi Mandela. We would like to be excused 14 hours for the meeting that he's going to attend, which is work related. Two is Honorable Matlasi. In their province, the flight has been grounded, so she couldn't come to pay time. Thank you.
Okay. I think we are happy with those, and we note that the visitor is a loyal participant in this process, and when he is not present, he always informs us on time, and so does Honorable Matlasi, and we thank them for that. Mr. me just say that we also requested all political parties who have inputs to make to the program to send inputs before Friday. But we are not, there's something called hindsight. If people after Friday, they felt that they want to make an input, we are going to welcome inputs. So we are not going to cast anything on stone. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon to honorable members and colleagues. The program that I'm going to present takes into account proposals that were made by members since our last meeting. I will start with Group A, where we've got Mbembe, which is turned on. We leave on the 20th, therefore our hearing will start on the 21st. We've got Mbembe and Polokwane, and then we've got Jennifer Nsikokone and Sanin in Mopane. The week of the 27th of February, we are suggesting Mbombela, followed by Emelo and Middleburg. The week of the 5th of March, we've got Rathlou Municipality, we've got Mamusa and JB Max. From the 12th of March, we are in Gauteng. We've got Western Area, Vereeniging, and Pretoria. And then Group A, during the week of the 17th of March, we'll go to Mossel Bay and Worcester. Group B, we start in Springbok. We've got Springbok, Upington, and Kimberley, that is in the Northern Cape. When we go to Free State, there's an amendment. I just received a proposal from a member there that we say that in Free State, we go to Bethlehem. Maybe you can just make a note there on your document. We've got Bethlehem, Welcome, and Bloemfontein. Those are the proposed areas for the Free State. KZN, we've got Ladysmith, Escort, Dumbe, and Kokstad. You will notice that we've got four venues there in the first stage. Eastern Cape, we are proposing Enova, King Williamstown, New Brighton, we have got Motherwell, Stoke, Nangoza Jewe in, I think it's New Brighton, and I forgot the name of the other place, but that is in the Nelson Mandela Bay in Spanish. But I've just been advised that one of the venues, they might not be suitable, you know, given the state of the hall, so we are proposing that we go to New Brighton. The fourth venue in the Eastern Cape, we're proposing that we go to Tsolo. Group B will round up in Saldanha and Sitrasa in the Western Cape. And then we will also proposing that on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of March, we should have public hearings here in Parliament. But those days will be informed by the number of requests and submissions for a number of requests for oral hearings. The 17th, 18th, and 19th of March. That is the proposed program.
Members, there is a proposal. Can I just add with regard to the public hearings in Parliament on the 17th, 18th, and 19th, that there is a request from the Southern African Interfaith Council, that is SAIC, which represents all the faith groups. You will know that religious organizations have lots of land, and the same respect that we give to traditional leaders, kings and queens, we should give to our religious leaders. They were requesting that on the 17th we have a briefing with them. And if that is in order with you, I suggest that the public hearings in Parliament be then the 18th and 19th, and the 17th we have a consultation with the religious leaders, because we don't want the confusion that arose, for instance, when we dealt with the communal land, when we had not drawn a distinction between the amendment of the Constitution and the reform of customary laws. This process is not dealing with customary laws. We are dealing with the amendment of the Constitution. So we shouldn't be sending wrong messages and confuse our people, because we want the cooperation of all our people. Everything has its time. Let's do things at their time and not confuse the process. There is a proposal, honorable members. Honorable Lesoma, Honorable Shibambo, Honorable Butelezi, Honorable Dr. Ndozi, Honorable Nolita, I must actually refrain from calling you by your first name. Honorable Ndongwana, Nkosi Mandela. Okay. Honorable Mshazi has arrived, and her apology was accepted. Honorable Lusoma.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. There are two things, then the rest of this for the colleagues also to contribute. One is that I want to move from an assumption that says the dates are going to change informed by our last meeting decision in terms of the extension, which then does have a spillover in terms of the public hearing dates. That's one. With an assumption on the sub one, is to say, I assume administratively also we have started that process of writing to the speaker and so forth, so that it can be addressed properly. Two, Chair. Then the other one, Chair. I'm sure that also the back office also will take to account, and they have taken to account the distance traveling and all that. Two, also that we did raise to say that it will be appropriate for us to, when we go to provinces where there are a house of traditional leaders, also to introduce ourselves before we go to the public hearings. Not saying that we are creating another norm, that we are going to do that, but also understanding the importance and the sensitivity of the work that we have given. So
that would
be my take for now, Chair. Thank you so much, and I appreciate the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you for reminding us of our decisions, and I guess we reendorse that. Honorable Shibambo.
No, Chair, I wanted perhaps the Secretariat to ascertain that some of the areas that have been identified there, it's not the same areas that we visited during the Constitutional Review Committee process. So can be much more diverse, because I'm thinking that the inputs will be more or less the same in the same constituencies. So in November, for instance, the only hall which will go to use in Toronto is the same hall which was used by the Constitutional Review Committee. And Vembe includes Malamulele, includes Makado, and Tulamela municipality. So we might need to use either Makado or Malamulele, Collins Chavano municipality, as an alternate space for the Vembe visit, because when we did the CRC, the venue was Toyando. So that the participation process is important to include the others as well in terms of the whole issue. And in relation to Eastern Cape, I know that the Chris Hani region was covered through Komani, and Ngobo is part of Chris Hani, and there was no public hearing in the Amatole district. So there might need to be a consideration in terms of either including one thing in Amatole instead of Ngobo, because already it was covered through Komani when the CRC did that process. So that we broaden the participation, because even that time when the decision was taken to only visit four regions in the Eastern Cape, there was complaint that certain regions are not covered. So let us make sure that the areas that are not covered are the ones that get priority, so that at the end of this process, when we consolidate the report, we'll say that we've basically visited all the 52 districts in South Africa, and they all were given an opportunity to make an input.
Well, Shibambo, you are right, and I think we'll just request the official to make sure that wherever we want to go, there's enough place that can accommodate so that we don't keep people out. But your approach is a correct approach. We appreciate that. Honorable Telez.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. May I propose two changes in KwaZulu-Natal? I believe my colleagues from Telezen will agree with me. If you look at Telezen and Escort, that's almost the same place, 80 kilometers apart. That's one district. I would propose that we choose Ladysmith or Escort, not to go to both places. And then include Jozini, which is in the far north Mkhandla district. Yes, those areas. Because if it's like this, that means Mkhandla, the whole district, won't go there. So whatever place, but as long as it's in that district. Then we come to Zululand, we go to Vryheid. I understand that last time we were in Vryheid, but Vryheid is the center of five municipalities. So for people to have easy access, I believe that would be a good way to take it.
We are just administrators of the process. You represent the people. You know the areas that you are talking about, so we cannot argue with what you are saying, and we appreciate your input in the visit. Thank you. Honorable Dr. Joseph.
Thank you, Chair.
Who is sabotaging the input that you want to make?
Okay. It's because he's on.
Oh, it's me.
One, two. My first
comment relates to the Parliament process, the 17th to the 19th. I didn't quite get the southern organization you were talking about as to what point, Chairperson, you were making, but I would hope, or at least we must agree, that the short listing of the organizations and important entities and whatever that are going to present are going to be collectively decided upon. That is my proposal that we had inculcated in a different program the last time. There was this program and then there was the committee program. In that committee program, you had integrated a meeting where we get submissions from the IT people, public submissions. I think we must take the opportunity when we get those public submissions to then also decide on the entities and organizations that will come for the 17th to the 15th. Because it's not in front of me, I'm unable to say whether the timing might be difficult or not. But I'm sure the Secretariat will help me in that regard. But seeing that we're closing the public submissions on the 29th, I think it's fair that that first week we conclude the process, shortlist, so that these people are told early enough that they will be presenting on the 17th to the 20th to the 19th of March. The principle is that we must collectively decide which organizations come through. The last one, excuse me, is Gauteng, Chairperson. From the 12th to the 15th, is 12, 13, 14, 15, is 4 days. And you have three areas. I did raise this last time, that Gauteng is small enough. It's not vast. And it's one of the useful provinces geographically to can consult widely. So let us add another region, or another metro. So we've got Pretoria, we've got the western area in Vereeniging. We can either add Johannesburg or Ekurhuleni and go to... I know last time there was a Johannesburg public, so we can do Ekurhuleni this time. Maybe somewhere in Khatura. That is my comment. And I really agree with or rather maybe the secretary can tell us, because the comment about not revisiting the areas that we were there on was made last time. So I would have thought that this program has already resolved that. So it looks like it didn't. Maybe we can get a brief around that. But I do think and feel strong. Areas like Freiburg, Freiherr, who were there before, those municipalities that are central to there, meaning they did have that opportunity, we might want to really think about a different area. Just so we are able to say different people had this conversation with us than those we had before. It's a good principle. Thank you.
Have been doing, we must take collective decisions, collective responsibility, but with regard to the Southern African Interfaith Council, Honorable Shivambu, can I just, because I'm answering, with regard to the Southern African Interfaith Council, SAIC, it's an umbrella organization, which would include the South African Council of Churches, South African Catholic Bishops Conference, Muslim Judicial Council, Hindus, Rastafarians, Baha'i, African religions, and so on and so on. And the purpose is not a public hearing. It's to explain to them that this process is not about grabbing land from them, as other people are saying. We are amending the constitution, and religious organizations represent the majority of our people, and we want them to understand the process and also to help us to mobilize our people to participate. I forgot here the Dutch Reformed churches, the Dutch Reformed churches, we also want them to participate. So we are not going to leave out any religious groupings, but in the same manner that we want to brief the queens and kings and traditional leaders, we want to brief the religious leaders. They play an important role in our society. We don't want to leave them behind in this national project. But otherwise, what you are saying also reinforces what Honorable Shwambo is saying. I think depending on the availability of the venues and things, we will make sure that we don't repeat the places and where we have to. And of course, everything will be done in consultation with yourself. There will be no unilateral decisions taken on your behalf. I think. Honourable Ndombo, we have problems in we don't have contact with other languages, so we have difficulty in pronouncing. But I'm learning very fast.
Thank you, Chair. Mine was the issue of the date. If we can just correct them, especially in Western Cape, we can't say we are going to have some consultation parliament on the same date. We are also doing public participation. So if we can just sort that out. In terms of the dates, we are saying Western Cape, 17th to the 22nd March, and then we also said 17th to 19th March we'll be doing parliament. So if we can just put them in the correct order, that on the 17th is consultation, 18th, 19th parliament, then 20th to 22nd is we're visiting the areas that have been mentioned there. So I just want to say thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, and guests, good afternoon. Mine is, Honorable Chair, to concur with the colleagues on the issues of areas that we visited. We must try and avoid as much as possible and go to areas that we haven't been. So what Honorable Buthelezi and Shibambu have said, we'll second that. But also wanted to speak to the issue of religious leaders. And I think from the list that you are reading, Honorable Chair, I'm covered. It ought not to be that we just write to one institution, as, for example, the South African Council of Churches, and then you think that all entities are represented there. But you must write to all of them individually, the Dutch Reformed Church, the Jewish Community of South Africa, the Muslim Judiciary Council, the African faith-based religions, and you engage with them, Rastafarians as well. You must engage with them individually so that they can be able to say that they were invited, rather than just sending to one arching umbrella and suffer the consequences of some not being truly invited. So if that is done, Chair, I'm satisfied. I'd like to move for the adoption of the program with the amendments as put to us. Thank you.
Before that, I must also thank you, because I did not mention the Jewish community by name, and some people may have misinterpreted that. So I was just giving an example of the different communities that must be included. And if there are others that are not mentioned, we can agree that the list is not exhaustive, and we will include them. Honorable Murat Sahib.
Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson, thank you very much. I could see that Honorable Mandela was in a rush, so he wanted to us to close the meeting so that he goes ceremoniously. But nonetheless, Honorable Chair, for starters, let me say one agrees with the notion and the principle that says it may not make sense to revisit the initially visited places. Yet one may say they are likely to have been some exceptional cases. Why am I saying this? Before I become specific, it's possible because if you can see from the proposed program, it's a limited places to be visited. And in a vast area where you want to visit, you will always try to strike the central spot to accommodate both extreme poles. Myself and Honorable Shivambu are sharing the province, it's true. And then we know the demographics of Vembe. I don't want to dispute the fact that the CRC visited Vembe by marking Thoyandu. But practically speaking, if you go into the Vembe district, you take it to extreme Malamudere, you will be punishing the people who are supposed to move from Makato. You are actually adding close to 30, if not 40 kilometers for them to reach the place. You take it again to Makato. You punish the people who will be coming from Malamudere. They may end up not even coming. My understanding was maybe the planning committee, when they identified Thoyandu, there are two big halls. We've got the community hall, and we've got the other hall on the other side, which can accommodate whatever number they're looking for. I thought the rationale behind was to cater for those two extreme poles. But nonetheless, if we want to say we will only cater for people from Thoyandu and Malamulele, we can take it to Malamulele. Or Thoyandu and Makado, we can take it to Makado. But if you want to cover the entire area, it would always be logical to take it at the center, at the heart of Vembe, which is Thoyandu. This is my humble submission. Thank you.
And I think we must deal with the principles. The principle should be that in the choice, final choice of a venue, it must be a venue that is central and accessible to all the people in the area, but also that we must go out of our way to make sure that all the people in that region, regardless of how far away they are from that center, they are consciously mobilized and brought to that center, because this is their process. But I think we have to note all the contributions to inform the Secretariat in finalizing the program, which will not be cast in stone, will be circulated amongst yourself, and we will also, in appreciation of the support that the Chief Whips Forum gave to us, we will also keep the Chief Whips Forum, the chairperson of the Chief Whips Forum, Pemi Majodini, informed, so that she takes the other leaders of political parties on board. Honorable Mandela made a proposal, and because nobody seconded him while he was still here, we'll just note his attempt to take us forward, but today we can't act on that basis. Honorable Suma.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. One request is administration that may we from now get a summary of what we have agreed upon, so that so that we don't lose our memory, like I did, because I take no, never want to take no, it will happen. Two, Chair, I think all of us with the submissions and proposals that have made, we are all comforted that it shall be amended as well. If that's the case, Chair, because it cannot be an open-ended final program, because also the National Assembly Programming Committee needs to have this program, it shouldn't change, then I would request that with that understanding of that all our input is on the table, but they need to take into account the principle that has been set, and also the other ones that it shall be like that, and then the legal process. Thirdly, Chair, is that my request is also if members can be kindly enough to indicate whether they would like to not hear through the wire to the administration, group A or group B, so that we can see that if there any balance, and the administration then give us an indication so that we can make sure that we spread ourselves evenly, so that we don't end up going to group B because of our interest, because we result in the problem. So, I believe that, Chair, sometime next week, I'm not detailing when we should meet, but sometime next week we should meet and deal with the actual logistic details, so that also by that time everything is smooth, ready for our public hearing. Thank you.
No, sorry, Chairperson, we are agreed. It seems to me that integrate the changes, that is the final program. That's my view. We have all made our views. They are not far from each other at all. That's number one. Number two, we shouldn't discuss groups. The deployment, we party of parties must allocate. And so when we get the final program, we must get the final delegation of A and B. It seems to me amicable and easy. The final point in relation to this delegation issue is that the other group can have a different... Because if the chairperson is going in a delegation A, I can chair the other delegation. I can tell you, it's not a problem. We are just chairing. There are no decisions. And then we also seem like a truly multi-party democracy parliament. It's just the facilitation of discussions of the public. Or another... you know,
and honourable honourable Dr. Ndlozi, we said this is not a party political thing. Whether the group is chaired by Dr. Ndlozi, provided it's agreed, it doesn't matter because it's not a party political matter. So your proposal is not out of order. Noted, Dr. Leonard, you are happy?
Sorry, Chair, yes. I also just wanted to comment on that the party whips will decide on the allocation.
Yeah. I think Dr. Ngozi is right that, again, we are agreed, which means we have consensus as to where we are going, and that we should not discuss the groups. We must leave this to our principals, which are the political parties, and the chairperson of the Chief Whips Forum, Honorable Pamela Jodini, and her colleagues, they will deal with the matters there. We'll make Honorable Lusuma your proposal that we make a report of where we have come and what we have agreed on. And we submit that to the chair of the Chief Whips Forum, and then the Chief Whips Forum will attend to the matter, and then the Chief Whips Forum will take the matters to the Programming Committee so that we take Parliament on board on the on the on the process. I'm just reminded, and I think the whips will know that better than I do, that the members that are given to us must be those that are ATC, not you know, proxies and so on. But I think the whips are more knowledgeable on those things. Our capable secretariat will sum up all the decisions from the beginning to date, and we'll process everything as agreed. And Honorable Suma, you also said that the date may also be affected by other decisions, but that is not for now. So, Honorable Members, thank you very much. Last but not least, the names have got to go to the House Chairperson, Honorable Frerich. So we'll request members to talk to their political parties to finalize the question of the names timeously so that we don't run out of time, so that we are able to do the registry. Honorable Members, I can now give you the freedom of the city of Cape Town, and the weather is so good. You are welcome to go to the beach and without neglecting your work in Parliament. Thank you very much.